This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to be covering, listen to me carefully, and I'll say it real slow-like. The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Not too long ago, friends, we played some audio of the WHO, and you heard during the break just a couple moments ago of how the coronavirus is spreading amongst children. Impossible. Okay? I'm looking for that audio right now. When I get it pulled up, friends, we're going to play it for you just to show you, once again, the ones that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. The very ones that are sent out, the brown shirts, to commit the crimes, keep in mind, are the same ones that stand back behind closed doors, friends, and then come out publicly as the problem solvers. It's exactly what's going on here in this country, and it's crazy how hard they're pushing this coronavirus. I want to say this, friends. I've seen some shocking things and some shocking behavior over the last couple days. And I got to tell you, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed for some of you people, to say the least. Trump 2020 across the mask. Folks, I want to tell you something. These people will be behind barbed wire fences, and they'll still be praising the very one that's being used to destroy them. And if you think that's far-fetched, you might want to do a little homework and read the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, because those that the people give to, the Lord will allow the person that they're giving themselves over to be the one that judges them and is used to judge them. And I can give you examples after example after example of just that. It's a dangerous place to put yourself when you trust in the arm of the flesh, friends, and that's exactly what we're seeing in this country. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us it's a curse. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. And if you read Isaiah 30, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about right now. But we're seeing masks, friends. Again, I can't make this up. Okay, I'm embarrassed for a lot of folks in this country. Okay, I'm ashamed to call themselves Americans, because they're not Americans. They know nothing of patriotism. They know nothing of Christianity, friends, when they submit to the tyrants that they themselves are becoming accustomed to serve on a very broad basis in this country. One mask, Trump 2020. I have another one here from Georgia. I'm a little taken by this one as well, especially from them down south. But this one says, since 1788, Georgia, the land of the free. Whoa. The land of the free with a muzzle on their mouths. Can you make that up? Nope, you can't. Here, how about this one? How about don't tread on me on one of these masks? Friends, don't tread on me? For real. Or how about this one? God bless America with a muzzle on. Oh, they're good little ignorant slaves, aren't they? Hosea 4:6. Oh, and they're acting accordingly. Let me tell you. Good, good little slaves. Hey, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Apparently, those that are going along to get along don't realize that over and over and over again, these good doctors in the hundreds of thousands on a global scale, they're being silenced just like they were last week. We're going to play some audio for them, from them in just a couple of moments, too. We're also going to play some audio for you so you can understand how big tech companies are working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to attack your First Amendment right. Case in point, I just looked at an article on my social stream right now, and what does it say? Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, if someone says hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID, he said, we're going to take you down. Really? So you have doctors combating the lies of this little rat that's on a leash concerning Bill and Melinda Gates that's promulgating and disseminating false and fraudulent information on the American people. If it goes against our narrative, Markey says we're going to take it down. Folks, that is a violation of your First Amendment, just for the record. Just for the record. Oh, I got another muzzle for you, friends. Here's another one. Here's another slogan on top of one of these masks. You ready for this one? These colors don't run. Oh. Hey, friends, let me tell you something. You know how they create good slaves? They keep them ignorant. You know what's sad about the people in this country? They profess themselves to be wise, but Romans 1:22 tells us they profess themselves to be wise, but they've become fools, to say the least. To say the least. Friends, listen to me carefully. The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. When are we going to get on top of our game? You know, I also noticed that a lot of these masks that they have out there, it's interesting how they'll use their football teams or their baseball teams. They're idols. And if you read Jeremiah 11:13, you'll understand exactly what I mean when I say it's their idols. But the baseball teams and the football teams and the hockey teams and all the teams, friends, all the idols, they all have their branding, their logos, on top of a mask in hopes that you're just going to go along with what's taking place in this country. You know, I'm looking at one right now, friends. It's a picture of an American flag with a muzzle on it. Wow. Whoa. I just ask those that are just going along to get along. I got a question for you. Where is it that they found delegated authority from we the people? Or can you tell me where it is in the U.S. Constitution they have actually extracted law to enforce that which is unlawful? Because you can't find it. Here's one more, friends, before we take a quick break. Ready for this one? God bless America. God bless America. Isn't that crazy? Hey, God, just keep blessing us. You know, it's time for America to bless God. Where's that at? Man, it's just gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Well, there's the false grace that's been preached in this country over the last 60 and 70 years, huh? And they've taken it. And they live accordingly. What is it? Galatians 5:13, they've used the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to come back and I'm going to get to some audio right away for you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, pro or con, okay? 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know, friends, you can jump onto sonsoflibertymedia.com and watch us on YouTube live or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's one of those days, let me tell you. We're having technical issues on YouTube right now. It was reloaded. Do forgive me for this taking place. If you'd like to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles there, friends, and you can go ahead and download those videos. Giving you information to combat the liars in the mainstream media, because it's exactly what they are, propagandists and the useful idiots. You go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. That's all you have to do when doing so is you'll see YouTube there. Go ahead and re-click on it and join us on live chat. If you want to call us at any time, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And it's exactly where we're at in this country today. Folks, you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and reset that technical issue that we just had. Folks, I want to tell you thank you for the 128 radio stations across the country that have made us the number one radio show and the number two radio show throughout the week. And not only just on 128 radio stations, but also into 53 different countries across the planet. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just wanted to say it twice because men need to be told things twice, right? Men need to be told things twice. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I just want to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, talking about the same deceivers pushing the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Anybody know who this came from? How fortunate for governments that people never think. Can anybody tell me who that was responsible for saying that? How fortunate for governments that people never think. Well, that was attributed to none other than Adolf Hitler. Is that where America is today? Oh, it is. It is. Folks, just this last week, we had the big tech companies intervene on behalf of those who are deceiving the people in mass when it comes to the virus, which they are continuously propagandizing the people with. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. I want you to listen to this big tech company, friends. This is Google being busted in a big way, pulling down information, and I want you to listen as to how this is being played out, friends. Your First Amendment, let me put it this way. All aside of what I've said already, they're driving the narrative. They want absolute control over the narrative. And because doctors are standing up all over the country and all over the world, they're having a real hard time with that narrative, friends. Again, Google CEO calls banned doctor videos medical misinformation, which could cause harm. Listen to this.
Now recognize the gentleman from Florida, Mr. Stubbe, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going to pick up where I left off. Mr. Pichai, there are rioting groups that are going unchecked with the posting of what I would contend is very violent video. Yet yesterday I was sent a YouTube video about doctors discussing hydroxychloroquine and discussing the not dangers of children returning to school. And when I clicked on the link, it was taken down. And then I was sent a different link on YouTube and it was taken down. I just checked again just to make sure. And it says that this video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines. How can doctors giving their opinion on a drug that they think is effective for the treatment of COVID-19 and doctors who think it's appropriate for children to return back to school violate YouTube's community guidelines when all of these videos of violence is all posted on YouTube?
Congressman, we believe in freedom of expression, and there is a lot of debate on YouTube about effective ways to deal with COVID. We allow robust debate. But in the area, during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC, for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world. And so, for example, if there is the aspects of a video, and if it explicitly states something could be a proven cure, and that doesn't meet CDC guidelines, you know, we would
free expression of speech, and you have these doctors who are giving their opinion as doctors, and I don't understand why YouTube and therefore Google thinks it's appropriate to silence physicians and their opinion of what can help and cure people with COVID-19.
Wow. I mean, the last thing we want to do is start calling out these pharmaceutical companies that are being sued for vaccinations, right? That he, by the way, that the CDC actually helped promulgate, advance. Folks, when are the people going to understand that the FDA, the pharmaceutical companies, Western medicine, I could go across the board for the next 45 minutes just naming off all of these acronyms for organizations that have been put in place as some sort of credited standard that we all must go by. And the American people within themselves know that they're corrupt as corrupt can be. And yet the people stand back in this country and continuously allow them to do it again and again and again and again. Hey, friends, I want you to understand, this is an attack. You know, Donald Trump says this is an attack on a invisible Chinese virus. It's not an attack on a virus, friends. Rest assured. It's an attack on you. It's an attack on me. And the lengths that these people will go to drive their narrative and only their narrative. And we sit there and we listen to these guys act under false pretense, tell us what we want to hear, but all the while knowing behind closed doors they're doing absolutely nothing. As they continuously push the same narrative that we all know is a bunch of garbage. Hey, listen, Scripture teaches us responsibility. Take heed. Be not deceived. And yet, America, we know the truth of the matter. And yet we sit here and we pretend with these people as if to suggest there's going to be no consequence of standing back and allowing these little tyrant wannabes and these puppets and these parrots to continuously go along with the circus of politics in Washington, D.C. I got to tell you, man. It's just, it gets to the point where enough is enough is enough is enough. And when does it get to the point with you, all by yourself, where you have finally said, no more. No more of this. How many, let me ask you, how many times have these people been busted lying to you? How many lies does it take for an individual to be considered a liar? What, a 10 lies and then a bell goes off? Or the first lie, Proverbs 19:9. The Bible says a false witness shall not go unpunished. No, he won't. Why? Because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work, uncovering the evil as the Lord looks to the church to keep his commandments. And those that keep his commandments do out of gratitude for love concerning the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. It shows you how little gratitude is shown on the behalf of the American people when it comes to the issues that we're dealing with today. Hey, folks, do you all remember when I wrote an article? On July 16th, another one comes forward, a CBS reporter who claimed, folks, this is an insider telling you what's going on in your country. The virus is one of the greatest frauds. One of the greatest frauds. Fraud is deceit, deception, trick, artifice by which the right or interest of another is injured, a stratagem intended to obtain some undue advantage. You're giving them an undue advantage. And when I bring it to justice and judgment, which guards our liberties, people need to understand when I'm talking about dealing with these people, I'm not talking about removing them. I'm not talking about giving them over to some congressional hearing, friends, where they're grilled by your favorite politician or some congressional overhearing like Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz and Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy, who do absolutely nothing when corruption is brought forth. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that nothing ever happens? There's never any consequence. There's some sort of cover-up going on concerning those that are guilty of crimes against we the people. Are you going to settle for these false pretenses that they continuously play in the face of the American people? The answer is justice, friends. The answer is doing to them what they mean to do to you in Deuteronomy 19:19. And the fulfilling of love, or the law, friends, is love. And doing unto others as you would have them do unto you is exactly what we're commanded to do. And these people mean to bring destruction to a society and a people in this country on a massive scale. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News. Several top health experts have spoken to a House panel with an update on the pandemic, and one of them had some very encouraging news. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say would be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, has denied a request to halt construction of President Trump's border wall over environmental concerns. A number of groups, including the ALCU and Sierra Club, had asked the High Court to get involved again after the justices last year cleared the way for the administration to use military funds for construction while the case played out in the courts. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If you're listening now and you want to go over and watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're posted up there. You can join us on YouTube and live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. The same thing. Go to the right side and join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, it's all going on. You hear it every single break on this radio show. The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. When are people going to figure the game that they are a part of? When are they going to figure it out? I mean, we all remember in 2003 we had Dead Zone. Talk to every word that you're hearing today, 17 years later, as they were desensitizing, as they were conditioning the American people to accept it, as they were planting the seeds of deception over 17 years ago, now we're dealing with it. Verbatim, with the words that they're using. Authorized quarantine, lockdowns, virus, masks, Q-tip, blood tests, high fever, respiratory distress, tracking and treating, viruses from China, chloroquine. Folks, all these words were in Dead Zone in 2003. And Americans, you sit back and act like, oh, this is genuine. This is the real deal. No, it's not. It is not at all. And then remember 2011, they had that movie come out with Contagion. Same thing. Same exact thing, friends. A virus takes off. It's a pandemic, and we don't know what to do. And then in 2015, we're told by those that work in the UN that this is all pre-planned. It's been on the books since 2015. And then we had Bill Gates himself come out and talk about a coronavirus and how we're not ready for a virus when it comes. And then in 2017, his little rat on a leash, Anthony Fauci, comes out and says it's inevitable that this happens, forecasting the virus. Folks, it's something every administration. It really is. And then we have doctors coming out that are telling us it's not about COVID-19, not about science, it's about control. And then what happens is, just like I was just sharing during the first segment, friends, how the big tech companies are coming in and scrubbing or expunging videos that don't go along with the narrative. This is happening in your country, America. It's time to become valiant for the truth. It's time to lay this issue to your heart. I'm just getting this right now. So just hold on with me, friends, because I was just yesterday highlighting some of the things that were going on. And in the process of doing that, I ended up on a quote where it literally talked about how conspiracies take place and how they're actually implemented by the conspirators. Jeremiah 11:9 is because people don't deal with it right away. They wait until after the fact before they even address the issues. Well, we're here again, friends. We're here again. And it's for us to do something about it because nobody's going to do it for us. Tim Brown did an outstanding job on a show yesterday. Loved it. Talking about the militia and how we're the militia. How we're the law enforcers. And how militia is very constitutional. Article 1, Section 8, I believe. With that said, it's also interesting to note that the militia is called up in the time of the need by the government. Okay? But what has the government and what has the media done today? They've demonized the militia. But this is what I want to highlight, if I can find what I was talking about just yesterday. I'm really laying to heart what's taking place in this country right now, friends. And I am amazed that people have let it go this far. And when I look at these Bill Gates and these Melinda Gates and I look at these Anthony Fauci's and I see the president all together pushing the same narrative, I just think to myself, man, not only is the president unqualified, he doesn't even talk constitutionally. He doesn't even know the Constitution. I mean, Anthony Fauci hasn't seen a patient in 20 years. Bill and Melinda Gates, they put themselves up as impersonators of doctors, but they're not accredited. They're not licensed. But yet the American people listen to them. Again, I got to ask the question, how do you help a people like that? How do you show mercy to a nation that refuses to acknowledge the truth? I mean, when the Bible tells us in Isaiah 59, judgments turn backwards, Isaiah 59, it would be good for us to listen as to why that is. Because truth has fallen in the street, that's why. Truth has fallen in the streets, that's why. And it's for us to pick it up and to do something with it. And if we're not going to do something with it, well, then again, we deserve what we have coming. Talking about the same ones selling you the virus or the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Is it true? Oh, yeah. It's totally true. When I think of all the people that have come forward and putting their necks on the line to tell us the truth, that's the reason I kind of back up what they're doing, because I see their sacrifice. And by the way, I see their sacrifice because of their love. John 15:13, right? So we just listened to the Google CEO calls banned doctor video medical misinformation, which could cause harm. In other words, telling the truth does cause harm, and it causes harm to those that are lying to you. See, and these are the same people that are trying to accuse you, if you don't go along with their narrative, as to be the responsible party when it comes to someone contracting a mysterious, invisible Chinese virus, or if someone dies from it, they want to blame you for it. In other words, they want to make you enemies of the state. That's what they want to do. Yesterday, for those that didn't know, one of these nurses who was speaking at the Capitol Hill little summit they had in the press conference addressing coronavirus misinformation, she was fired. These are dangerous times. This reminds me of Senator Scott Jensen in Minnesota, who came out and exposed the governor for the dictator tyrant that he wants to be. And guess what happens, friends? He falls to an investigation for telling the American people the truth of the matter. He fell under investigation. Does that not reveal to you the danger of the people that we're dealing with? They're demonizing anybody that dare tells the truth. Again, law and truth expose these individuals every step of the way. Romans 3:20, John 14:6, 1 John 3:4. If we take the time to search out the matter, we would know for ourselves. And that's why I continuously line things up for the American people, playing videos of them saying it themselves, playing the audios of them saying it themselves, giving you factual information, laying it out there for you on a six-day-a-week basis, friends. If you want to challenge my information, it's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Last week, I did an article on a federal judge. There is no pandemic exception to the Constitution, but that's all we see across the boards. But on a good note, we also have people all across the United States of America, friends, that are raining down lawsuits on these criminals that call themselves your representatives. It's a fact. It's a fact. There's no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then I got a question for you, America. Then why are Americans going along with it? Do you not realize the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations? These are the same ones creating these plandemics over and over and over again, never letting a good crisis go to waste. Ask yourself the question, who's creating the crisis? The same ones that are bringing in the answers, America. It's plain, the answer that you're looking for, or that you claim that you're looking for, is as plain as the nose on your face. And I'm giving you the information once again. We have a national, a federal judge, forgive me. There is no exception. There is no pandemic exception to the U.S. Constitution. Then again, why are Americans going right along with it? I mean, if people would simply consider the source, maybe then and only then would they come to the realization that they're being lied to. Consider the men, right? These wicked and ill-designing men. Ephesians 4:14. I'm going to play some audio here for you from Bill and Melinda Gates. Played it over the week. And I want you to hear it again if you haven't heard it. I think I played it once last week, maybe twice. But I got a question for you. Who's pushing for the vaccinations more than those who are impersonating doctors such as Bill and Melinda Gates? Absolutely nobody. And if we would consider the source again, it's interesting. I wrote this article just to show you the impact of these articles. Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, 60 million babies murdered, inspired his population control views, that of his son, Bill Gates, and he wants to help people. That's his selling point to you. But people need to understand that, folks, there was 48,800 shares on that article alone. 48,000 shares, just on that one alone. Why? Because people didn't know that. People didn't understand that Bill Gates is serious about depopulation on a global scale. But again, friends, what am I talking about? The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Who's selling the virus more than Bill and Melinda Gates? More than Anthony Fauci? More than the President of the United States of America and his coronavirus task force that he has around him that are all employed by the likes of Bill Gates? Nobody. Nobody, friends. And you know what's sick about all this? I'm seeing this all across the country now. All those people that just don't believe it, right? That are just going along with it. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, to say the least. You have enough information out there for you to make an educated decision as to what is happening. And again, that's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, is to give you the information, again, that you claim that you want. But you have to understand that when you have the information, you're the ones that are going to have to bring about the resolve through your defiance and resistance and impeachment and prosecution concerning those that are advocating this fraud.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, just shooting from the hip right now, okay? What we're talking about right now, friends, the very ones and the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations, okay? This is how salesmen operate, okay? Every step of the way. But it's interesting because I'm going over to live chat right now. If you want to jump on, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, join us on live chat, okay? Or go to beforeitsnews.com, go right to the front page, we're right there. Click onto it, join us on live chat on the right. We got people talking right now about how the little rat on the leash of Bill and Melinda Gates, Anthony Fauci, and a rat he is, read 1 Kings 13:33, I'm not name-calling, he is. He's a baser sort. He's simply doing what he's told to do because he sold his soul. And he wants to sell out the nation and the people along with it. It's just a fact. Okay, Luke 22:48. But it's interesting that for those that haven't caught wind of this, they want to continuously push this forward. Why? Because they see the compliance. In other words, they're tightening the noose on the American people. Okay, Anthony Fauci is already talking about people wearing goggles. Folks, you have to understand, again, you can't make up what I'm saying. This is how they look at you. This is how they view you. This is how they believe that they themselves are above the law. Okay? But Anthony Fauci is now going to start pushing goggles along with the mask. You know, I would love to hear from this rat. Folks, he's never, ever going to do a real interview. It's got to be a scripted interview. And that's what the mainstream media does. It's pre-scripted so they can give you pre-scripted results. He's got to stay on safe, and he's got to do safe interviews with people that are not going to go outside of their talking points. And this is what politicians do, too, all day long. It's pre-scripted questions. Okay, so he's talking about doing goggles now. They're going to try to force Americans to wear goggles. Well, they're being sued right now for masks, okay? Why are they doing that? Why are they so emboldened to do that? Because, again, they've already seen the people complying with their unconstitutional, un-American measures and their little edicts. Then on top of that, going back over to live chat, one of the guys, a new guy on there, I've never seen him before, not capping on you, bro, but he says this is the deep state. Bill Gates is the one selling the virus. He is the virus. He's spreading the virus, he said. Wait a second. I simply asked the question to this guy on live chat right now, who is the deep state? How come you can't answer the question as to who the deep state is? I wish you would call in and tell me who the deep state is. 1-866-582-9933. I want to tell you who the deep state is. There isn't a deep state. Whatever you point to, everybody wants to point their finger at everybody else but the responsible party concerning this administration. Who is the deep state? I'm asking the question. Answer the question, please. Who are they? Was it the deep state that advocated and sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies? Who did the work on the behalf and the BS of the deep state? The politicians did. Okay? Is it the deep state trying to disarm you? No, it's Donald Trump trying to disarm you. Is it the deep state pushing vaccinations? No, it's Donald Trump. It's Anthony Fauci. It's Bill and Melinda Gates and the pharmaceuticals that are pushing the vaccinations. Why is it that you people out there want to blame everybody else except the responsible party? That is the definition of idolatry. I'm embarrassed for you. The deep state, folks, again, folks, I don't care if I'm talking to the FBI or the CIA or some of my cop friends. When I hear the word deep state, well, tell me who they are. And then I just lay out to their candor, this is the deep state. Oh, whoa, I never thought about that before. Nope, they got you talking about, they got you distracted, accusing something and somebody that doesn't exist. Is there another government that's an operation here? A shadow government? Oh, there's no question about it. But keep in mind, it's not the shadow government upending our U.S. Constitution. It's the current administration, just like the one that preceded this administration, and just like the one that preceded that administration, and that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. And it all happens because the American people let them do it. The deep state. Why are we in the predicament that we're in today? It's because of the accomplices, the American people that allow them to get away with the things that they're getting away with. If you got a better definition of deep state, then tell me. It's not the deep state pushing the gay agenda. By the way, someone just sent over to me, my friend Jorg, who sent over to me a picture of Gay USA. It's a new channel. Folks, why is that happening? Because you've let it go there. The American people have allowed this to happen. Where's this spiritual fortitude? Especially from them that call themselves the Lords. Man, we don't take counsels from our fear, nor were we ever given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Bradley, you're saying right now, Obama is running a shadow presidency. Who's allowing him to run his shadow presidency? How come he's not been prosecuted for treason? Who does this fall to? Who's the commander-in-chief? Article 6, Section 2. Huh? I got to know. Because you people, you want to keep blaming somebody else for what's taking place here, and you can't. Donald Trump called out Barack Obama for treason. That's Article 3, Section 3. How has he come in? Donald Trump, and how has he prosecuted Barack Hussein Obama? And again, you people out there have fallen for the fact that Donald Trump is the victim. He's not. What is he the victim of? He's the victim, allegedly, of those that he tolerates. Because again, he's the one that fails to take his DOJ and prosecute the likes of those that are committing the act of treason. And I could go on with the list. James Comey, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. The list goes on. Everybody wants to blame everybody but old Donald Trump. You've got to be kidding me. It's the most impotent presidency I've ever seen in my life. Along with Barack Hussein Obama, that sodomite, that plant, that foreigner. And you know I'm right. Talking about the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. It's exactly where we're at today. I did an article just this last week on how Bill and Melinda Gates are in fact impersonating doctors when they're not licensed. They're not accredited. So why are people afraid of them then? It was called Since When Did Bill and Melinda Gates Become Licensed Doctors? They're not. Then why are you listening to them? Then what are you afraid of? I said last week concerning Bill Gates, why is everybody afraid of what Bill Gates has to say? He's not been voted in, but Donald Trump stands back and gives him a platform in the circus of politics to go ahead and to enforce his own agenda. And notice the word force, because it's all about force. This is totalitarianism. When did they become doctors? We found out that through the WHO and other organizations that he pretty much owns, that Gates is always paying for his desired outcomes. He's paying for what he wants to hear from doctors so he can go convey that information. Did you know that if I was to go out on a national platform and play the doctor the way that Bill and Melinda Gates have, I can get in a lot of trouble for that? America, the law applies to all of us. Nobody's above the law. Even the rich people. And justice can be known in the next world, but the Lord prefers it in this one. And by the way, so do I. So do I. Isaiah 51, verse 4. When I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to play some audio from Bill Gates being interviewed by a journalist that was actually doing her job. I high-five you, by the way. And then we're going to come back and we're going to listen to Melinda Gates tell you who the vaccinations are aimed at, which, by the way, just falls in line with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's objective is to eradicate the black race and the Hispanic race. And isn't it interesting that their little minions, I mean, you want to talk about confusion by design? Daniel 9:7, look at how the media has black people being used as the victims, as they're using them to upend as a political battering ram in this country today. See, folks, so it shows you that if you work for the likes of these people, just keep in mind when they don't need you anymore exactly what they're looking to do to you. Same thing that they're doing with the people of the color black in the United States of America. Just a reminder, white people are people of color, too. And it's a good thing that the Lord doesn't look at things the way reprobates does, because he told his church that all nations are one blood. Yes, we are. We're in this together. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, friends. We're talking about none other than the same ones selling you the virus, the same ones selling you the vaccinations. I'd love to hear from you. Over the week, you guys were just as hot as could be. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.